You shape life. It's not supposed to shape you. You shape life. You set culture. You set atmosphere. You reign in Him with the Father's backing. I am Liz Wright. Welcome to Live Your Best Life. The only thing that matters now is living by the power of this wonderful new creation life. We're going to become an undefeatable force of radiating glory, and we are rising up strong now in this hour. Hi, welcome to this week's episode of Live Your Best Life with me, Liz Wright. And in our time together today, I want to pray for you as we begin, because the revelation that I've been walking in, where Holy Spirit's been showing me something more of what He's doing in the life of all of us, His family right now, His people. There's such a shift happening, such a strength in my spirit that I can feel that Holy Spirit wants to, that He's been putting in me, that He wants to impart into you. So I pray that as we spend our time together and I begin to share, you experience Him. Whew. Wow. 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 There's His presence. Wow. 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 Holy Spirit, take over. Just take over. Wow. Come front and center inside of me and just begin to pour into my brother, into my sister watching or listening right now, the truth, the experience, activate them into the experience of what you're doing right now, of this profound strength that's coming into us, this profound shift in our life experience in you, or the understanding of who we are, of our actual identity, where you're taking us, Lord, to live beyond faith into our life being the fruit of our identity, that we're so stable, so rooted and grounded and established in the truth of who we are as your children, of those that have your favor, that have the resources of heaven backing us, that have your very spirit inside of us as our life, have the light, the presence, the glory of who you are filling us and emanating out of us and changing the world around us. Thank you for tuning us in our conscious awareness to that being the reality, no matter how we feel, that we would become completely now, in accordance with your heart's desires, completely sure of, secure in the truth of our identity, that we have value beyond compare. We have ultimate value because we are your children, your offspring, Father. Wow. Wow. We belong to you. We belong to you. We are on earth right now to go about your business, Father, to engage as huios sons, mature sons and daughters of our Father. You are the King of Glory. Go about the family business, which is to reveal you, to reveal God, to reveal your presence, to reveal your glory, to see all things being bathed in the light of your presence, to see all things being restored and brought back into your original design. Healing the sick, raising the dead, cleansing the lepers, restoring that which is not in its original state, according to your design, releasing your love, releasing your presence through a smile, through a kind word, through the gentle touch of our hands as we comfort somebody else, Lord, in every way that we engage into life with other people and into situations. It's you through us bringing the atmosphere of heaven, the realm of your presence across every life with total security of heart. Wow, 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 wow. thank you that this isn't just a few, this is all of us. The family, this is what Father keeps saying to me, the family of God is rising. We're to live beyond faith, like I just said, under the power of the Holy Spirit, beyond faith, in that interior reality of knowing our identity. And then the fruit of our life is what is produced from that conscious awareness. We become stable, strong, immovable, convinced of. So we're not having to choose to believe. We just know. We just know who we are. We know who's got our back. We know who our Father is. We know how much joy we bring to his heart, that we are his delight, that the resources of heaven, of our Father's house, back us. That the interior, deepest parts of our heart, we live in a realm of rest, a state of complete rest. That's the fruit of the most recent experience I had. I've shared some of it on a previous episode, where Jesus came to visit me in the spirit, and he gave me a robe, a beige robe, which he had me put on, and I was representative of all of us in this experience. The robe representing the empowerment by the Spirit of God to live the same way of life that we see exhibited in the life of Jesus, as he is, like it says in John, so are we in this world. So the power to live in our authentic, original design, which we see through the life of Jesus when he walked on the earth. So that's what the robe represented. And as Jesus had me open the robe, inside the robe were three things. There was a silver trumpet representing the pure sound that's going to come from the family of God as Holy Spirit begins to activate this work inside of us now. The pure sound of the heart of our Father. There was a scepter representing our ability to extend into the world, into every person we meet, in every situation that we are experiencing and face in life, the authority of Jesus. And then there was a golden and ruby ring, which I understood immediately was the ring of the Father, the ring of the Father. And as I received that ring, and I shared this, on, like I said, on a previous episode, as I received that ring, what came into me was absolute security of heart, everything that I've just shared. So since that experience, particularly the experience of receiving the ring of the Father, has continued, the understanding has continued to expand inside of me from Holy Spirit, and my internal state has changed. And I thought I was doing quite well in the rest department. I'm really good at cycling out of emotional impact back into rest. This is a whole different level altogether. This I found, and it's been consistent, even if I've had I've had some drama since that encounter, where my emotions have reacted and responded to situations that we're walking through as a family and me individually. But it's deeper than that. It's like the only way I can describe it is I have been peace, the person of peace, has taken possession of the deepest parts of my heart. And deep inside, I'm in this absolute profound state of rest. And it's undergirding, like the scripture where Jesus says, that if you build your life on the rock of Jesus, when the storms come, the house of our life doesn't shake and collapse under the impact of the storm. He has activated, Jesus has activated inside of me this profound inner state of rest. And I feel like my life's changed again, and I know it's identificational. Of course I'm benefiting from it. It's profound. And I've just noticed. And then I've talked to other people. I was on a prayer call with my team the other day, and one of our other intercessors said, oh my gosh, in a different way, different experience, the same things happened to her. And she's like, and I keep noticing I'm waking up in the morning and it's not gone. So I know This is what he's doing in us, bringing this security through the affirmation of the Father as we receive this, his reign, which is really the revelation of our belonging, of our actual identity as children of God. But we know this, and we know it incrementally, right, as we go on in our walk. This is an activation that's coming from the Father, where we experience so much of his, my words are inadequate to describe the fullness of this, but I know you'll get it by his Spirit. Just full assurance that we are who we are. Our life, other people's opinions of us don't define us. Our emotional state and reaction in life, this does not define us. I am who I am, irrespective of how I behave in life. My identity is a daughter of the King. I live in my Father's house whilst on earth because I belong. That's my family. That's your family. We are family. And we're rising together, steady, strong, secure, stable, deeply, deeply, internally in rest. Like I said at the beginning, this realm is beyond faith. It's knowing, knowing. And I realize my language is limited in expressing this adequately, like I said, but I know this is where we are all being brought to, and you may have already started to experience this different level of security of heart, and I believe the authority that's going to begin to flow from our lives, the fruitfulness that's going to stream from our lives as we experience this, the affirmation, the knowledge of the family that we belong to, the Father that we belong to, his love for us, how safe we are, how resourced we are. It's funny because I've gone into a different place of expectation as well. I'm noticing the changes that are happening. Like, I'm expecting his goodness. I'm expecting miracles. I'm expecting increased provision. I'm expecting, not with an entitlement attitude, but with this wondrous excitement of the Father's goodness, not for me to become super rich and wealthy and go buy 10 yachts, you know, but so that I can resource the kingdom, so that I can bless people and they can experience his goodness and kindness and the reality that we belong to a Father who is unlimited. We're his image, we're his offspring, we carry his DNA, we house his Spirit. His Spirit is life, is our core life, our source of life, right? This is the truth. And he wants us, all of us, and he's doing it, rising together now, so convinced of him and his love and his backing for our life, so resting in him, so in tune with him, that we literally radiate him. We reveal him, light beams coming off us, his light shining from our skin, pouring out of our eyes, his heart pouring out of our mouths as we speak, so in tune with his heart, truth over the other. That word is carrying the power of his intention, exploding supernatural recreative life into that person, exploding the truth of his love into that person's heart, exploding healing power into that person's body, all the time with full expectation of him touching and transforming that person, him flooding them with his Spirit, meeting their needs, revealing his goodness, because he's their Father. And the way they're showing up, it might be extremely problematic and very difficult to be in the presence of in that moment, but that's not who they are, right? We're not going to be defining people anymore at all by the temporal, difficult, sometimes extremely damaging behaviors. boundaried with it? Yes, but that's the prison they're about to be set free from. As his love, his power, his presence, the Father, begins to radiate through our very stable, utterly convinced, completely secure hearts. This is what's happening. We're going to see victory after victory after victory after victory that some of us have waited for a long time, believed for a long time. It's breaking through as our identity is being stabilized and strengthened. So I encourage you right now, just turn with your heart's attention to Father and receive the ring. Receive the ring. All that it represents in this spirit. It represents that belonging, that you are family, you are one. And also he's been speaking to me a lot about the fact we are huios, son, that's the Greek word, for the mature sons who take on the family business. So that's what's happening. The family business is to bring the kingdom on earth, bring the realm of the presence, the glory of our Father on earth, extend Eden, right? The original Adamic mandate, extend the state of bliss. Eden means bliss across the face of the earth. Remove the darkness by bringing the light, removing the deception as the truth, the one who is the truth, invades the atmosphere of people, of is saturating their minds and their hearts and their families and their homes, their lives. In that moment, that atmospheric shift that happens, seismic shift that happens in their lives as heaven, as the presence of Father crashes in, rolls in through us, because that's his joy, right? It's the partnership. Like, he created earth and he put Adam in it to steward in relationship with him, to see the garden, you know, be fruitful and multiply, you know, bring forth others, in other words, into the fullness of who they are, in the truth after our own kind, which is a God kind of person, right? We are God kind of people. Who, Holy Spirit, wow, wow, I tell you, all this junk that we've believed about our lives, our identities, what the world's supposed to look like, the complexity of what we've lived in, it's dissolving. It's dissolving. And there's going to be such an awareness of the truth that we're family. We're family. We belong to each other. We belong to the Father. We're truly, forever, children of God. And that we're going to start to see such a beautiful, supernatural enjoyment of each other, unity, understanding of our family connection, care for one another, supporting each other, lifting each other up, valuing each other correctly, because we can see rightly who we are and therefore who everybody is on this planet. It's just some of us are still trapped in the prisons of deception, right? And are massively taken over in some cases by demonic power outside of their right mind, under the influence and the grip of darkness. We have the power, right, to eradicate the darkness, pushing it back by bringing the light in. The kingdom of God on earth, and it's happening more and more and more. I honestly believe from heaven's perspective right now, when you look at the earth that way round, we are in the most exciting time. We're not in a chaotic, out of control time. Sure, there's chaos and out of control circumstances, but as the family awake and awakening, we are rising strong now. Seriously strong. So put on the Father's ring. Open your spirit wide right now. Allow him. Say, yes, Father, flood me with the revelation truth of who I am. who I am as your daughter, who I am as your son, who you are, who I am in you, what this partnership is to look like. I want to be the manifestation of your dream in fullness. I want to extend Eden across the face of the earth. I say yes to the revelation and the experience of your love so taking over me that there's nothing inside of me that the darkness can latch onto, manipulate me through. I thank you for my mind completely set free from every form of deception. I thank you right now. I can see Father doing this, literally releasing like oil all the way through you, conscious mind, subconscious memories, pushing programs out that have he's not embedded into you. Everything in you, your nervous system being filled with oil and this beautiful, profound internal peace. State of supernatural rest that comes as a result of knowing you are affirmed by our Father. You belong to our Father. You've been given life by our Father. Your design for you, your uniqueness in Him, and the purposes that He has for your life were decided upon with great care and love before the foundation of the earth. And everything that's in His heart to bring through your life for revelation and goodness and your fulfillment and His purposes to unfold and your incredible relationship with Him to go from glory to glory, deeper and deeper and deeper, for you to know and reveal attributes of Father in a unique way as this full spectrum of the beauty and holiness of who He is begins to become even more evident through us as His family, as His children in the earth. Right now, I thank you for all of this activating, all of this moving into your conscious awareness, my conscious awareness, that our conscious awareness, our inner world will be now taken possession of permanently by the Prince of Peace, by utter rest. I can feel Him doing it as I'm praying this and agreeing with His heart for you and for me, this expansive rest. I thank you for it right now. Thank you for it right now. Wow, coming out from within us, from your spirit inside of us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for what you are doing right now. This incredible affirmation into the core of our heart, removing forever in your heart now insecurity, removing it. It's a thing of the past, removing the insecurity, removing the fear-driven living, removing the sense of aloneness. You are a child of God. You are a huios son. A huios son, made ready to steward the family business, to reveal God, to extend the kingdom, to bring heaven on earth. As Jesus showed us the plan, heaven on earth, stewarding the earth. You have all authority in Christ now, here. I do. Push the darkness away from your life. Push the darkness away. Push the sickness away. Push the torment, the mental torment away. Push the voices of evil away. Focus on our Father. I encourage you, even this next week, focus on Him. Enjoy Him. Open your heart so that revelation light can continue to flood in over and over and over, until there's nothing left inside of you other than absolute rest, absolute knowing. You'll be able to move forward, advancing with great strides in your life, seeing order coming where there's been chaos, wholeness coming where there's been sickness, the promises of God. This is literally life inside of the realm of rest, where everything in us believes all the time, knows all the time who we are. And no voice can convince us to the contrary. It will sound, as we go forward, I promise you, it will sound ridiculous when others come at you with the brokenness manifesting, when demons try to rant at you through the pain in other people. You'll simply see that's the bondage you're about to be set free from, because you are my brother, you are my sister under shrouds of deception, and I love you and I know your value because I can feel the Father's heart and I'm seeing rightly. This is what's going to start to be the experience, not intermittently, but all the time. All the time. The family of God rising strong, shining, shining, like the scripture says, arise and shine, for your light has come. The glory of God. We're going to see the glory of God covering the earth, radiating out of all of us, all around the world, bathing the atmosphere, bathing the spirit realm, bathing the people in peace, the substance of the Prince of Peace, the substance of the heart of our Father, which is love, peace, wholeness. His desire is that there would be peace, peace. Thank you for what you're doing, Father. Thank you for the ring that we all wear. Thank you for the revelation truth that we belong. We are your family. We are your children. We are your joy. There is no lack. There is no lack in provision and resource and wisdom and strength and truth and protection. The truths of Psalm 91 are each one of our inheritance. All the promises in scripture are laid out for us to enjoy and step into, and because it's the blueprint for our life. It's how our Father wants us to live on earth. There's no lack. The days of the enemy convincing us that there is lack, that we are alone, that this sickness is all that's going to happen in our life, that there's no way we're going to get better, there's no way we're going to get free. It's all lies. And that time is finished. It's absolutely finished. So is the time of us insecure. Insecure. We are royalty, literally royalty, to be here just like Jesus did. Our King came and served and empowered and restored and released the light and revealed the Father. That's your purpose. In whatever expression of life you've been given, that's who we are. That's what it's all about. That's our privilege, from a heart of absolute rest, absolute faith all the time. You shape life. It's not supposed to shape you. You shape life. You set culture. You set atmosphere. You reign in Him with the Father's backing and the angels that work with you. Amen. Amen. Father, I thank you that my brother and sister goes deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into experiencing this truth and experiencing your glory during the course of this week, that they will not be the same as you activate these experiences in each one of us now. So we rise strong together, revealing you, living in the fullness of all that you have planned for us. Amen. Have the most amazing week, and I look forward to being with you again next week. God bless. Hi, if you want to join us for Encounter 2025, and I hope you can, you're either able to be with us in person or you can live stream. It's going to be an amazing experience. Every year when we do this event, people come from all around the world and literally Holy Spirit pours out. We have 3 days together, all as one big family in the glory. And there are many, many miracles, many encounters, many lives changed. It's going to be the first weekend in April. You can jump onto lizwright.org and get tickets. The in-person tickets are selling fast. So I encourage you, if you do want to be with us, it's Yuba City in California. Like I said, first weekend in April. If you do want to be with us, jump on. And then, of course, we have live stream tickets available. And I really, really pray that the Lord will make a way. And I look forward to being with you if you can be. God bless.